This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. Saturday, U.S. President Trump is planning to hold his first in-person event since testing positive for the coronavirus, and a campaign rally is also set for Monday. ABC's Ed Donahue.
The first event is at the White House. The rally will be in Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says the president appears to be following CDC guidelines.
10 days from the onset of your symptoms. So apparently he started getting symptoms on Thursday, last Thursday.
There is another big guideline.
2 negative tests by PCR, 24 hours apart.
As long as the president fulfills the criteria of the CDC of being non-infective,
then I would feel okay.
Fauci cautioned the White House again to avoid large-scale gatherings of people without masks. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump said in an interview on Fox News Friday that he stopped taking medications to combat the coronavirus 8 hours earlier.
I just felt very good. You would have sort of a sore throat, just to add to what we were saying, but I felt really very, very good after taking this for a period of time. It's a transfusion, not a shot.
Mr. Trump went on to say that he does not like taking any meds at all. He credits an experimental antibody drug for helping him recover. He added that he's trying to get federal health officials to quickly approve the emergency use authorization from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, which provides the antibody drug. Health experts say it's not a cure, but experimental antibody drugs like those are among the most promising therapies being tested. This is VOA News. Delta has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but it's still inflicting misery on storm-battered parts of Louisiana. Winds from the storm ripped tarps off roofs late Friday and scattered debris left 6 weeks earlier when Hurricane Laura struck the same area. Delta made landfall at 6 p.m. Friday near Creole, a distance of only about 15 miles from where Laura struck. In August, the storm continues to weaken, and Delta is the 10th named storm to hit the continental United States this year, breaking a century-old record. The presidential debate that was scheduled for next week has been canceled. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates confirms the debate scheduled for next Thursday, October 15th, between President Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden is now officially off. After the commission announced Thursday it was changing the format to a virtual debate, the president balked. The commission made the decision because Trump had contracted COVID-19. After Trump said he would not participate in a virtual debate, Biden scheduled a town hall with ABC News for that night. The final debate, scheduled for October 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee, is still on. Mike Gracia, Washington.
With Russia's mediation, Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh starting at noon on Saturday, following 2 weeks of heavy fighting that marked the worst outbreak of hostilities in the separatist region in a quarter century. The country's foreign ministers say in a statement that the truce is intended to exchange prisoners and recover the dead. Spain's government has declared a state of emergency in Madrid, wrestling control of efforts to fight the spread of COVID-19 from local authorities in a region that is experiencing one of Europe's most significant coronavirus outbreaks. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The 2-week ban imposed by Spain's national government on reluctant regional officials prohibit all non-essential trips in and out of the capital and 9 of its suburbs, affecting around 4.8 million people. Restaurants must close at 11 p.m. and shops at 10 p.m. and reduce occupancy to 50% of their capacity. Police controls were set up on main routes out of the city center, with officers stopping and quizzing drivers as to their destination. I'm Zaria Shakili.
And China now says that it is joining the COVID-19 vaccine alliance known as COVAX. Initially, China did not want to join the alliance, missing the September deadline. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.